Hi, I'm Crank, and you're listening to the 24-Hour Comic Podcast. Hey, welcome to the first hour of the 24-Hour Podcast. I'm already getting violent. My name is Crank. With us is Chris Niesman.
Hello.
Chris Burnham.
Hey.
Not Chris, Mike Norton.
Hey.
And Scotty Young. And somewhere floating around here is Tom Gators.
Hi.
Tom's already digging through the quarter boxes.
You know, I totally expected this whole first 2 or 3 hours to be us sitting around the comic book store going, yeah, we're in an empty comp.
Oh, crap. Can somebody let Jenny in?
I knew that you said you were going to come early, and I've been saying the whole week that wherever there's an open mic, you will be like Dracula.
Yeah.
But
he'll actually he'll just poof
like a puff of smoke. But
we'll see a Scotty bat fly across the room and then materialize in front of a mic.
I didn't expect the place to be full, like over capacity with microphones. And I really didn't expect this.
What? Who else is here?
Oh, yeah, she got
to
go around.
Jenny, the announcer girl, is trying to get into the...
I haven't seen her in months.
I thought she died.
I think most people did.
I thought she was just...
No, she just went...
I thought it was like that rumor that Chris Tucker died. Remember back after Friday?
I never heard.
There was a big rumor that Chris Tucker was dead.
How do you start a rumor when he's in movies?
You're
sitting there watching Rush Hour, and you're like, wait a minute, he's not dead.
It's like the Tupac and Biggie effect, you know, where they could put out albums forever. Maybe they just had a bunch of stock footage of him doing funny stuff, and
it's like that CG'd 30 Rock it. Season premiere where they have the digital Jerry Seinfeld, and they're putting him in all the TV shows.
Wait, Tom
is on a reconnaissance mission for Jenny.
Along with the 24-hour podcast, we have another 24-hour adventure going on for the day.
Christ. You can't hear him.
I can't hear me?
Yeah, well, you got to get on a microphone. That's what everybody's been yelling at me about.
I'm Chris Burnham. I'm attempting the 24-hour comic book. While these fuckers are trying to talk for a full day straight, I'm trying to draw 24 pages of comic
Chris,
in 24 hours.
So
how's that stick figure book going?
So speed up. Yeah.
Well, you
so
know.
22 pages.
What?
Full 22 pages?
Written, penciled, inked, lettered is the goal.
So it's Marvel style.
Yeah, Marvel style.
Total Marvel style. Was it Larry Hama that told us about him doing an issue of Moon Knight in one night?
It might have been. He tells a lot of stories.
Yeah, he was telling us about he...
Did you write it or do everything?
Well, he was the editor at the time. And they had to do a whole issue, and he just... I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember. This was years ago in New York that he was telling this story, and
I think it just wound up that he had to wind
the,
up.
It was behind, and they needed the story now, and the artist was like at his wit's end, and I think the artist was there, and he's like, and I'm not going to do the Larry Hama impression, but he's like, you know what? This isn't that hard. He lays out all these pieces of paper on the floor.
Do what you're doing right now, but do it in the Thor Jane voice.
No, I can't do
that. Instead of Larry Hama,
the Thor voice. That it comes upon me like a Pentecostal minister. I can't just do it at will. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
She is alive.
I feel like I should get up and hug her. I haven't seen her in so long.
Yet he does it.
Yeah, that's right. We need to give her a mic. You need to do an intro for the show.
Come pull up a chair.
Pick that up in a minute.
Yeah, everybody. Jenny, the announcer girl.
Hello, Jenny.
Long lost Jenny.
How's it going?
She's come home. This is so weird because I look like I'm looking at a screen through a screen door at you people with this pop shield.
Hey. Pull that one around there.
So Hamill lays out all these pages.
He pretty much draws the whole book in like a night. Him and this other guy, I think.
Like complete pencils inked.
Yeah. Well, this is back in the day where pencils were pencils. They weren't like the pencils of today.
Yeah, you know? they were kind of like
the inkers had jobs back then.
Yeah, they were a little bit more than later.
Oh, wait a minute, what did I just say?
As opposed to those guys that don't really work now.
Well, no, that's not it's not true. Inking is really hard. Speaking of somebody that can't ink,
we've already lost all composure, folks.
Crank, edit.
Those goddamn.
Every inker that's listening right now and was going, "Hey," still knows what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, they do.
I did not say that.
Is he sleeping on the floor right now? Where the
now
hell
Tom's
is he?
Holy crap, I got more people.
Oh, no, Young Hank is here.
Young Hank.
How you doing, buddy?
My ward is here.
That's my son.
But yeah, that's the end of the story. There's nothing special about it.
Jenny, say hello.
I wish I knew.
Hi.
Where have you been, Jenny?
Get
up on a mic.
I'm not really sure where I've been. I don't know.
What do you mean? Where you don't?
Well, I know you went to like Scotland or Ireland or some shit.
Oh yeah, I went to Ireland.
Yeah.
You went to Ireland?
Yeah.
That's my home country.
Speak up.
Me
where
too.
My big people are from. What?
So my last name is McGrath.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, you make such a big deal about the whole Jewish thing. I keep forgetting.
I don't make a big deal. Everyone else makes a big deal about it.
Well, one of the chosen people?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's half of a chosen
person.
I'm
Jewish, though. Because
she's Jewish. So.
Yes. Or as they said, when I entered Ireland, with a name like McGraw, we have to let you in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's an attempt at the Irish accent. Is that what you did over there? Because they'll
all
kick
the time,
you in the
yeah.
face for that.
It was pretty fun. I don't know.
Really?
A lot of people didn't like think I was American. That was like.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they were like.
Even with the accent
started,
and everything.
Until I started talking, you know,
oh, okay.
Like, oh, you're American, and they were surprised, but they still talked to me.
Because you know, as network TV will tell you, they can't do American accents either. So
right.
We'll talk about Bionic Woman later.
Well, it doesn't have to be Bionic Woman. You pick a show on NBC.
House.
Journeyman.
Yeah, but I don't care if he can't do an American accent. He sounds great.
Oh, House.
Yeah, he's awesome. He, I mean,
fucking so funny.
There's so personality in the voice anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, so you've just been hiding out in Ireland? They have bad extradition laws or something?
She's on the run.
We just started our first drinking game. Every time that Mike says, oh, I forgot what I was going to say, take a shot.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, Christ, we'll kill people.
We'll kill people.
Then I had to move. That took a lot of effort. To, like,
move from where? Were you still here, or were you in another state or country?
No,
she
no,
moved
no,
to
I
Ireland.
Came I came back in, like, the end of August. And then...
Are you in school, or do you have a
yeah,
job? Or?
No, I don't have a job. I'm in school. I'm supposed to write a thesis, but I haven't started that yet.
Are you still in English? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, creative writing.
Creative writing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for the career counseling portion of the show. You can leave now.
All right, then. Thanks for having me.
You can go on to your finals and... I didn't expect there to be so much dead air in our show.
Well, Barnum,
you were just saying you expected us to have dead air. Now you're saying you didn't.
Like, I just thought that we'd just sit here the whole time.
Well, when there was two
you taking
people.
Up politics.
So I want to know what did you write a yellow short bus here about this 24-hour comic book or?
I read about it like 8-9 years ago, something I think in Scott McCloud's Understanding Comics.
Right.
Am I not aiming my mouth at the
You got to be up on
well,
it.
Well, you know, the microphone
like,
doesn't just pick up
I need to,
sounds
I need,
from a mile
I need,
away.
I need to treat it like it's a woman's parts.
Sure.
Yes. Well, yes.
Because it doesn't look phallic.
Yeah. Yeah. If you often talk into woman parts, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess we can roll like that.
You've got to whisper sweet nothings all over the place. It's not going to do it.
Open up. Open up.
Oh, Christ. Anyway.
I read about it in, I think it was in Understanding Comics. Scott McCloud's got this challenge that he gives people to. I think he created it for Steve Molasses Bissett, who he's always yelling at for being so slow on Swamp Thing and stuff. But he's seen Steve Bissett do sketches real fast. He said, "You know, I bet you can do a comic in a day if you just sat down and did it and stopped."
Wait,
doing
is Steve
whatever.
Bissett the one that's going blind?
It's John Tottleman.
Oh, Tottleman. Okay, wait a minute, because that's kind of mean to do to a guy.
Come on,
why can't you draw faster?
Dance, monkey!
God damn it, I can't even see you!
The challenge was laid to write, draw, ink, and letter a 24-page comic in 24 hours, and we'll see if it's possible.
It's the lettering that always gets you.
Yeah, I guess so. Well,
did you come in here with any pre-written anything?
No.
Are you fucking lying?
No. At 9:30, I came up with maybe a title.
Okay.
Can
you tell us the title?
I have 24 hours to live in like the like a 1955 sort of Tales of Suspense or you know, one of those Kirby monster sort of things.
Cool. I want to draw one panel on this whole thing.
Do it.
Do it.
Wait a minute, that's cheating.
What?
Do I
erase that?
Well, don't you have to do it all yourself?
No, you just have to tell me. No,
I
you can't.
He can pinch it.
You're having assistance?
Oh.
Well, you'd work. I brought Metamorpho pages. Get to it.
I almost brought my last four new X-Men pages. I swear to God, to sit here and ink.
I'm going to come back at like midnight tonight, and you guys are just going to be at a quarter. Which, you know, Tom had talked about coming in a suit, and I just want to say that he's a big wuss because here I am.
You're going to a wedding.
You're going to a wedding.
Yeah, but I'm going to come back in the same suit.
Well, that's just gross.
Yeah.
Because it's 90 fucking degrees outside.
And you know what's going on today?
What?
And is it today or tomorrow?
What?
Chicago Marathon. Those people are going to die.
Yeah, like, I don't understand because it's October. It's been, like, fairly cool. For, why did
it
pick this weekend?
Degrees.
Yeah. remember our discussion when we finally picked a date was like, ooh, that'll be perfect because it'll
be
crispy
nice
fall weather.
That's because God hates joggers.
It's goddamn 90 degrees today.
Yeah. They had reports about, you know, about people doing the marathon and, you know, basically warning people to, you know, don't be a hero, I think is what they called it.
Don't be a hero!
Don't be an idiot is what they should have said.
Your nipples will chafe.
That's the worst.
Yeah, did you see this week's Office?
Yeah, I saw that.
Ed Helms.
That's like one of the only fun. They're getting a slow start on that show this season.
Was it always an hour?
No, but that is not the magic number for that show. It needs to be 30 minutes or it's like, wow, this is kind of going on a little too.
Same amount of laughs.
Yeah, yeah, same amount of laughs spread out over an hour. That's funny.
I am actually falling more in love. I only watch it on DVDs, but I'm falling more in love with My Name is Earl every day.
You need. I'm glad you're getting into it. I wish you had been there from the beginning with me so you could.
So we could be.
And it's just Squeedo, not Susqueedo.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen it on the show.
Oh,
It was only my neighbors because we were playing Uno. And
they just added a little
and
something.
They put a draw four down, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, I was like, draw four, bitch, and they go, oh, it's a Squeedo, and I was like, what the fuck? And then first, I let it pass because I'm like, with my gay neighbors, they have little lovey dovey things with each other, and maybe they're just making making up words with each other.
There is a gay language.
Yeah, they're just making up. So I thought I'll just let that go, and then they said it second and third time, and I went, what the fuck are you guys saying? And then they broke down. So they probably just heard it one way and then made it their own way. But I like Susqueedo. It's stuck in my
head.
You're
just going to keep Susqueedo. I'm changing the language,
damn
it.
I'm going to change it.
That's Scotty's word now.
Yeah, all Susqueedo. Yeah,
it means
is that
something.
Like Susudio?
All Scotty. That's what it means. Yeah. All Scotty.
All Scotty. It's from My Name is Earl because Joey's always saying, oh, snap. Hmm. Every time she sees someone, doesn't she get trapped in Mexico or something?
They're in Mexico for that one episode. And just Guido means snap in Spanish.
But man, it is when she gets the deaf lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, what's her name? What's the actress?
Marley Matlin.
Yeah, every time there's a deaf actress on a show, she's the one. Yeah. But it is so bad of me to laugh, but every time that she talks...
Yeah,
kind of has the deaf style of talking, and Joy starts laughing at her and goes, "Every time you talk that deaf accent, just
they make so much fun of her on that show. It's hilarious. The one and the guy cuts his tongue so she can't understand what he's saying. It's pretty solid.
That is a really good show.
I remember watching season one with you, I think, Jenny, and I don't think I've seen it since.
Season two is pretty good.
I've lost track of The Office, though, so,
Are you watching The Office, Jenny? We know you like primetime television comedy.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of season three, actually.
Oh, well, I'd be interested to hear what you think of it, but since you haven't, you can go back and do whatever you're doing over there.
I'm just sitting here.
Is Nate Pam too attractive? I think she's looking...
There's no such thing.
I think she's looking too Hollywood. I don't believe it.
She did have a makeover, it looked like.
Yeah, I don't...
It's Happy Pam.
I think she should put on 10 pounds and stop...
Just look haggard.
Stop with the... Not haggard, but a realistic receptionist. Now she looks like an actress. Whereas before, I thought she looked like a real person that you would have a crush on. Now she looks like some hot person that they
That's
put on
true.
TV.
I'm really surprised that they're going for trying to make you annoyed at how cute they are now. They're like actually doing that instead, because that, you know, that's usually the death knell for one of these shows, is that when they get together, it's over. But now they're actually just like shoving it down your throat. It's pretty funny.
They're already together?
Well, yeah. Already it's third season.
Took them a while. I'm just used to the BBC where like there was only...
They got together and it was over.
Yeah, it was over.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I enjoy it. We were talking about that with Casey and I were talking about that.
British TV and American TV are whole different animals.
Yeah, they.
Once you get your point across, there's nothing else in America. It's we got shit to sell.
Yeah,
keep this shit going. Yeah.
It's Wife on Mars, one of my favorite shows on the BBC in the last 4 or 5 years. 18 episodes. It was 10 in the first season, 8 in the second. That told the story, and it was done.
Yeah. Casey and I brought that up with, we watched the second season of Prison Break on DVD, and I was like, you know, I wish, I hope that the networks and the creators of the show have the balls to end this next season and just end it, because it, a show like that, I mean, that's focused on breaking out of prison, you can't go 7 fucking seasons, you know, because one.
Well, that's why I think it's so funny that I haven't been watching it since the first couple
the third
episodes.
Season, they're back in the
game. Yeah, I saw the commercial. He's like, wait a minute, they're back in prison?
Except it's like a Panamanian.
Like
yeah, Panamanian.
It's like, you know, Prison Break again.
Yeah, it's in Panama.
The next Prison Break.
But yeah, I was like,
get stuck on a desert island.
Like, how powerful would that show have been had they done 2 seasons and just said, look, enjoy the show while it's here because we got a story to tell. We're going to get in and get out.
I think you see that in like HBO and that kind of, you know, it's like Carnival, even though I would have liked to have seen that go a little bit longer. But they had
that meant to go on. They had stuff to do. That
a lot of shit.
The weird thing with HBO, it's like you would think HBO would have the means to keep this stuff going.
Well, Showtime does the same shit. I mean, Dead Like
Showtime
Me.
Showtime does it too.
Well, like Showtime dropped, like, you know.
I think Showtime and HBO do it a little different. Like, I think HBO gives their programming at least enough time to allow them to wrap the show up. Mm-hmm. Like, if you notice, like, Carnival, they had a lot more shit to do, but because they knew that they were going off the air, they were able to wrap it up. Dead Like Me, on the other hand,
that just
it was a fucking great show that just was done. Like, oh, this is the last episode. We never got to find out
what happened to Clear Soul Girl or whatever. Yeah, they're making the movie, but Mandy's not going to be in it. Because he's busy doing his own show.
Which one's he?
Mandy Patinkin. He was the head.
He's not doing that show anymore. He's off that show.
So he might be in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'd be cool.
I loved Dead Like Me, man. I'm actually rewatching it again right now.
Crank, we've talked about this on the show. He was going to buy the rights to that to make a comic book.
I got as far as talking to people at MGM, and then they just switching people in the position I was talking to.
Can you
to?
Imagine something that drove Crank to the point that he was actually going to
like talking to suits?
Yeah. It's like, motivated him.
And for people at home, I'd also like to mention that Crank has the Madonna headset, and he's actually dancing around the set.
On his pointy bra.
Yeah. We're all, like, you know, anchored to the bikes, but you're free ranging, man.
That's because I'm still kind of getting over this cold, and I don't want to, like, infect anybody else.
This is really strange. The whole mic situation, because I'm used to the Madonna mic, and now I'm kind of, like, behind this monster in my face. I can't even see anybody.
It's just like, I feel like we're on Home Improvement because all I see
is
like,
I'm like, what's Wilson or whatever his name is. Because I got a low voice and I don't really talk all that loud, so I got to have it right up in my nostrils.
I'm getting this sort of weird Catholic confession thing.
Yes, tell me what you did wrong today.
I did something very dirty with Casey last night.
Why you gotta tell him?
Of course.
I don't think he's kidding.
Hey, you guys,
this involves costumes again?
I'm never kidding.
It's
always costumes.
It's like a radio show. Why shouldn't it?
I'm gonna be driving to Colorado in a couple of weeks.
You're driving?
Yeah, we decided to drive.
Why are you gonna do that?
For the helmet? Yeah, just because.
That's a great drive.
It's like 16. It's like, what Idaho and Nebraska, or like Iowa and Nebraska. We just, we fly a lot I fly a lot throughout the years for conventions, and I almost just, there's something in my brain that tells me when I go to the airport I'm not going away for fun, I'm going away for work, so.
I would rather be attacked by rabid dogs than drive.
Why?
Wait a minute, you could drive me. Like, people could, I could be in a car.
Sure.
Well,
I don't have a license, so I won't be driving.
My main goal, I mean, if I were to ever get rich, the sole purpose for me to get rich is so that I could hire a driver.
You don't have a driver's license?
No. I don't need one here.
But what? Can you swim?
Well, of course I can fly off clouds.
Yeah,
I mean,
he doesn't have a swimming license.
That just seems like something that a person's supposed to have when they...
Well, I've lived here in Chicago for 8 years and haven't had a car ever.
Have you ever driven?
Oh, of course, my whole life until I came to the city. But then
so
when
your old shit expired or whatever?
Yeah, my Tennessee license expired and I just... It was never, like, I have an ID, obviously, like a, you know, an ID, but
what,
I just...
What does a non-licensed ID look like now you're fucking...
just a license?
Scotty fell off the grid.
But just is in big red letters
on a
comedy, like, don't let this fucker drive.
No. It says, sweet.
That's all it
right,
says.
Right by state
it's
ID.
It's a big white piece of plastic. It just says sweet. Sweet. You just show it at the club. They're like, oh, yeah, okay. Come on in.
So, but, yeah, but Casey's architectural firm that she works at built a house out in the Rocky Mountains that anybody from her firm can use whenever they want.
Oh, man, that sounds like the start of like a horror movie plot or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be. I'm a killer.
You guys are going out. Like, I'm taking it. I'm happy.
Pick that guy up. He's got Bud Light. And he's got an ass.
So we're going to go out there. We're going to be out there, I think, for like 8 or 9 days. I think I might do something crazy.
You're going to get out there. The water's not running yet. It's
I might do a little question maybe while I'm out there.
Really?
Do a little question?
Yeah.
You know, the bended knee? The little
ask a little question.
Oh, really?
Pop the question.
Oh, I thought you were
Jesus Christ.
I thought I'd give the credit.
Yeah, what a minute. Come on.
Yeah, my girlfriend listened to comic book podcasts. Especially... Especially 24-hour ones.
Well, I thought that when you go home, every show that you're on, you're blasting it over the speakers and making her listen to it.
Well, you are right about that.
To show you how big of a dork I am, whenever you said that, I thought that you were going to draw the question.
That's what I immediately thought.
Fucking geeks. I don't even know what the question is.
That's what I was saying. It's like, what the fuck does this guy even know about the question?
Yeah, I did nothing.
That's a DC character. He works at Marvel.
Maybe he meant questing, and he's going to do, like, some Indian
that
thing.
I'm not enough of a geek.
I got what you were saying. Crank got it. Everybody's always dissing Crank. But I'm saying Crank's the man, because he went, come on, guys, you know, like, bend the knee, and you guys are over here like, I don't know, but Countdown in 52, it just doesn't make any sense.
You know it's a girl now, right?
Yeah, with regrets and all that.
I think actually what it's going to wind up being is he's going to make her dress up as a question.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought that'd be good. We'll go away to, like, a cool... But the thing
that's
about
awesome,
the
pressure on the rest of us.
And that slasher shows up.
That's what I'm doing it for. The house is, it's like 11,000 feet, like the elevation of where we are.
Dude, I've been skiing up there a couple of times, and I get sick the first day I'm there.
We're taking medicine.
Yeah, I can't.
It's fine. Scotty's going to be kneeling down. Going, Casey, hold on a second. I need to catch my breath. Would you?
I really thought that I had something wrong with me the first night. I couldn't breathe while I was sleeping.
Well, yeah, that's what the partners at her firm came back and said you guys should take. Like, she already called her doctor and got, like, some prescription, whatever.
If I had known that even existed, I would have been.
And there's, like, oxygen tanks in the closet. So I'm going to be like, we're going to be sitting there in the Rocky Mountains watching the third season DVDs of Desperate Housewives with an oxygen tank and a cigarette.
That's dangerous.
I know, but that's how I roll.
I can't talk. Never mind. Sorry. I was going to tell you a story about something that I just realized that somebody...
I totally got the shakes. It was nonstop alcohol and semi-drunk.
You sound like you're going to cry.
It was rough, man. Oh. It was rough. I woke up, and it was beyond hungover. It was my hands were shaking. I couldn't even hold the coffee cup. What's happening to me?
Was that because you were drunk or because you were high in the air?
I think it was high.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
plus hungover. It was a combination of all.
Yeah, because you can dehydrate really quick. So if you do the range, it's like... but I went skiing a couple of times up there. The second time I spent most of the time laid up in bed because I busted my knee up really bad. Mm. So I'm kind of scared to go back now.
I'm scared. Casey said, oh, can we go skiing? I was like, I'm a little nervous about that.
Well, you know, it's funny that I bring this down. Up because, you know, Julie was saying that she wanted a bunch of us to go up to Wisconsin and try to go skiing this winter because the hills are significantly smaller. Chances of me dying are less. And but I'm still scared to do that.
Do you like snowboarding or just skiing?
I've never snowboarded. Mm-hmm. Skiing supposedly supposed to be easier.
Oh, no.
That's what they told me when I was up there.
Yeah. I find it to be the opposite.
Well, you're a skater.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I think anything with, like, a big wide board and both feet there, like, where you have a little...
It's just easier to just fall back if you're falling.
Yeah, you could...
Because that was the problem with my skis, and I'm still blaming on the guy that set my bindings. I still don't accept any blame for this skiing mishap that messed up my knee, because my ski was supposed to fall off when I go down.
Right.
It did not fall off. And my knee's like, pop. And they tell you when you hear the pop that that's like a, that's that thing that you have to get the surgery for.
The snowboarding to me is, like, I've done both. For me, skiing is a little bit more frightening and harder because of...
You can't control it.
You're trying to, like,
you're trying to constrict both legs to make sure we're snowboarding. A, the snowboarding hills, the snowboarding part of parks, if there is a snowboarding park at hills, is normally not as steep as skiing hills, and there's a little bit more like half-pipe style thing. A little more on the fun side and not just the, like, fuck side.
I can never skate, so I was...
But the snowboard comes off your feet much easier.
Well, you kind of have... One is always attached and the other is not.
Right, it's like, so it's very much...
But how does the binding on that one... This is the weirdest conversation.
It's like...
But how is that? I really want to know. How is it attached? Does it come off?
Mm-hmm.
It'll just pop off?
Yeah, very easy. Very easy.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
It's not like skiing where you've got these two big fucking unwieldy long...
Yeah, and then your leg is like ripped off of you.
Yeah, you're like, what is it? This is not right. There's different kind of bindings. But yeah, you can step in, but there's like this, there's the straps, but everything comes off. They're kind of designed because of the nature of what you're doing.
Yeah.
To just pretty come off pretty simply. Yeah. And the better thing too is snowboard boots. They're not like the fucking ski boots, right? Like the boots that are all like
moon boots.
Well, the ski boots
are like that
crazy hardcore plastic. Where
you can't move your ankle. And it really bugs me because I've got to pop my ankle like every 3 minutes.
So it's like your leg is stuck at this position it should not be.
Yeah, I can't move it. Yeah.
And snowboard boots thing from Power Pack. Yeah. Skateboard.
A lot of reference there.
You're back in the game.
Now, what was that character's name?
I don't remember.
Scoutmaster. No, it started with a Q, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, he was part of the ship, or he was friend of the ship, or whatever. I don't remember.
Whatever, man.
Yeah. But snowboard boots are just normal. Like, a little bit burlier snow boots.
So, you guys think you're so much better.
Well, whatever, ski bun.
So are you guys gonna tease what's coming up in the next 23 hours?
I have no idea. Oh, actually, I do. Wait a minute.
We're picking out of your teeth. Right?
Well, in the next 24 hours, what do we have?
One will die, one will fly.
One will die, one will fly. What's in the box? That's the new one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the new one's What's in the Box.
What's
Heroes?
Wow. I always just think of the Brad Pitt, What's in the Box?
What's in the Box?
What's in the Box?
What's in the Box?
It's weird. There was just a
Ripper. It's white.
On, I think it was Reaper or something.
Yeah.
They just made reference to it.
You try to open the plastic on it. It's like you're in a movie theater. Shut the fuck up.
Chris is already getting daddy on me.
The Centrist of a Thousand Voices is coming pretty soon.
Okay.
He's going to be here. I don't know how long. And we have like a million people who want us to call him, so we're going to try and call. We got Andy Kuhn to call. We got Chris Moreno, who's always funny. And we're going to have Chris and Tom do improv at the same time. I'm kidding.
He's like, what? You just woke Tom up.
Actually, Casey McCall is actually going to sing on the program.
Casey going to come by. What time?
That's what I have here.
Sweet.
The ridiculously hard to pronounce Kalman Androsofsky is going to be on the phone. Crane's never been able to. Yeah, Kalman's going to be on. We have Jay Torres who's going to talk to us about Degrassi.
We have a request. I told my wife that, hey, if you want to drop by, we're going to be talking about Degrassi at some point. So yeah. Like, no, you're not.
He wants to talk about comic book Idol, which is what he's doing right now, but I talked to him. I said, hey, you want to be on a 24-hour podcast? He's like, why are you doing a 24-hour podcast? You don't have time for that. And I was like, you have time for comic book Idol? Because I don't know if you know what's involved with that, but he's like managing this whole like talent search thing like C.B. Cebulski's doing, only he's...
That's on CBR.
For no particular reason.
I know. Like, oh, you win!
Yeah. Well, no, they get prizes. They actually, I mean, I think some of these guys have gone on to do pro work, so, I mean, there is something to it, but I wouldn't know. I think he's crazy. Of course, Chris Tamer, the resident movie expert, will be here.
What time's he coming?
He should be here pretty soon. I don't know if he'll be in the store until later on today, but we're all going to watch a movie.
What's the movie?
The movie is Blood Rain 2, starring What's-Her-Face that played Typhoid Mary in the Elektra movie. And,
I got some movies in my backpack if we need spares at other points.
Yeah, okay. watching Krull.
I like this.
This is the movie that we already put it on the show so that people can go and rent it and watch along with it.
Blood Rain 2.
We wanted the worst movie we could find, and you can't go wrong with the Uber Bowl. So.
Well, I got that too. I bought bootleg Everwood DVD seasons, and then for some reason,
you bought bootleg Everwood. it's so hard to find.
They only put out season one, and they're not putting out the rest of the three seasons.
It's someone's camcorder set up.
Awesome first date.
Yeah, we we should get into that in the next hour because we're about to wrap up here, right?
No, we still got a couple minutes. I'll go through real quick. First date with the girl, sitting in the bar. Everybody in the bar starts going outside. There's ambulances, and cops.
It's like a karaoke bar, isn't it?
Yeah, and just a regular bar, like there.
It's right down here, Spinners.
That's karaoke bar.
What's going on? Everybody's going out to see what's going on, so they go out and see. It's probably my car. Because his car's been broken into about 15 times. He's had about 6 car stereos stolen. Walks out. There's a fucking SUV upside down on top of his parked car.
It's like, you have to be like Colt Seavers from The Fall Guy to do that. I mean, how does that happen? You have to, like, bump off of another car to do that. You're gonna,
there's no other cars on the street.
What?
There's no other cars parked on
the
street.
So it just fell out of the sky.
Around the corner and just went.
It drove off the top of Spinners.
I have a good car accident story as well.
Well, you have to get on mic.
When I lived on Western Avenue in Bucktown, one night someone was having a party, and I walked out on the street, and there's all these ambulances and cars, like, flying by. And what's going on? So we start following it because I have nothing to do. And as we're going down the street, we see all these cars on the side of Western all, like, sideswiped, like, car after car after car. And we get to the corner of Fullerton and Western, where there's this bar called Quenchers.
Yeah, I've been there a lot.
A hatchback car that had driven perfectly in between the two pillars, right through their glass doors. Like a truck driver. Like, if I was sober, I don't think I could have driven a car through that time. It was a perfect fit. It was,
I can totally see that. He's probably like, they got 104 beers on top. Oh! Done it! Like it's a drive-thru.
And we walk by, and the cop's just like, I don't know how he did it. That guy was fucked up.
Determination and skill. That's how you do that. And he drove an SUV into Steve's car.
On top of it. He worked it out as like a special effects roll bar underneath the car that went
hydraulic, then it popped, right?
Yeah. It turns the corner, flips over, and rolls like a matchbox car that you're putting like top to top. That is a sweet first date.
Like, hey, that is kind of a crazy because you have instant sympathy, and plus it's kind of an amazing event.
Yeah. Unless there was shit from your date's shit in your car, and now it's all fucked
up. That might suck, yeah.
Yeah.
My Fabergé eggs.
Why would you bring Fabergé eggs?
Maybe she bought
them. That's the guy that dates Mike Ted.
Yeah.
His girl always brings Fabergé
for me.
Eggs.
What do you want to do tonight? Go to a movie or go buy Fabergé eggs?
Oh!
We're off
Squido.
We're off to play Baccarat in Monaco and buy Fabergé eggs.
Yeah. I can see those dates. Sure.
No, of course. I
thought you won, Julie.
I'm a pimp. That doesn't sound... You're the one that says that. I can't say that and have a straight face.
You did it pretty good. You played Def Jam Icon.
Well, I hated that game. Well, Vendetta was so much better than Icon.
But that's what I meant.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
I have no idea.
Yes, you do. You and I talked about it for almost the whole Crankcast one time.
Oh, I love the game, yeah. But
I just want to play with Ludacris. Does he say cool shit?
Luda isn't in the... Yeah, he is. He's in the game, but I don't think you can play as him. He might be an unlockable character.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I want to... That was the problem with Icon, is that they didn't have any recognizable guys, at least for me.
Yeah, it's start like the changeover has happened of like,
yeah,
of the big name guys. I'm the same way. Like forever,
all the big guys have like clothing lines now. They don't rap anymore. They just
now
sit
it's all
around.
Guys, everybody's like some version of Young, like Young Buck, Young Jeezy.
Yeah, little something, little something, and
young twins. Everybody's a young something. Jeezy, skeezy.
I think this is your moment.
Young Jeezy,
your moment to get into it. Because you
are Scotty Young. We're at 10:55. Is that time to wrap up there?
Yeah. We'll go ahead and close this out for the first hour of the 24-hour podcast.
Are we going to all applaud at every hour?
Yay! Oh, my God, we made it an hour!
All right. Yeah. That's not good, crazy.
23 to go. We'll catch you in a little bit.
All right. Shining down in the morning.
just did.